Sounds good.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Random Reflections. I'm going to stop saying the episode because, for goodness sakes, I can never remember what episode. But today we are going to talk about sportsmanship. I know personally it's something I am insanely passionate about. I think that this minute we put in our entry and commit to going to a trial, that it is our obligation to exhibit good sportsmanship the entire time we're there. And that includes from when we get out of our car to unpack our 8,000 trips of all our crates Stop. And miscellaneous things that we have, to potting your dog, to sitting in your chair, to being ringside, to actually being in the ring, how you interact with your dog outside the ring, when you potty your dog, how you interact with the stewards. All of that encompasses sportsmanship. Like, we are there to compete. That is our obligation, to exhibit the utmost in sportsmanship. And unfortunately, well, I mean, look, in competition brings out the best in people, brings out the worst in people. I mean, it happened to me when I was cycling, horseback riding, and everything. But it's on us to take responsibility. And if everybody just consciously made a little bit of an effort to do the right thing, I think we'd have a much better atmosphere at all competitions.
Yeah, agree. Yeah, I think that... I don't know. You know, I grew up, I know you did too. I grew up doing sports, and the competitive side of anybody can, I think, cause some errors in judgment on how we behave and act, just because sometimes we do get a little too competitive. But at the end of the day, competing in anything, especially when I was doing sports as a kid, we were always taught to have good sportsmanship and treat everybody kindly. And at the end of the day, I played a lot of team sports. I played lacrosse and soccer and basketball. No matter the outcome, at the end of every single game, we had to shake hands with the opposing team that we just played on. And it was done in a way that we lined up, and no matter what happened, it was really heartfelt, and it always felt good walking away from that. You know, I grew up with all of that under my belt. And I think that we see a lot of not great sportsmanship, especially at competition obedience, at AKC stuff. I think it gives it a little bit of a bad rap. People can seriously feel very uncomfortable and intimidated. But it really doesn't take much to be a good person and say hello to people. You're there at the end of the day. This is how I feel anyway. It's not a team sport. I'm there with my dog. I'm competing for myself. I'm there to test my training and to see where I'm at. I'm not going there with an agenda to beat X, Y, and Z people. Never am I like that. I'm there to see how my training's holding up, to see where we're at, to try to do our best. And at the end of the day, I don't care who comes out on top. I'm always going to make a point to make sure that that person feels good. It doesn't take much to really make somebody feel good, even when they're not having a good day. That's a big thing too. Somebody coming out of the ring who has had struggles, I'm never on the sidelines. I don't care who it is. I'm never on the sidelines saying, oh good, they messed up. Oh good, they NQ'd. Because I've been there. It's a shitty feeling. We've all been there. And when they come out, I don't care who it is. I try to make eye contact with them. And I always try to say a positive word or something to them to the effect that they know that I've been there. I'm feeling what they're feeling. I remember one time up at the Thanksgiving cluster up at the Big E, there was somebody up there competing. And she was from an area that was a super competitive group of people. I knew who she was, and she didn't really know who I was, but she was in a little bit of a cliquey competitive group. And I watched her struggle in the ring, and she had a hard time with her dog. And I remember she came out, and I purposely walked up to her, and I'm like, I'm probably going to like kick myself in the ass for doing this. And I walked up and I said, look, I said, I've been there. I'm so sorry. I said, and I gave her, I can't remember what I said. I gave her like a nice thing to say to her to make her feel better. And she was like, she started to cry and she hugged me. And she was like, you don't know how much that meant to me that you just came up to me and said that. Like, it made her day that there was a supportive person, even though you're competing amongst each other at these trials. I try to support people. I want, you know, I'm cheering them on.
Well, it's like whenever I watch sports, I know that when I see good sportsmanship, it gets me choked up. And I really respect that person. And if I see poor sportsmanship, I literally don't ever want to watch that person ever again.
Yeah.
In an event. Like, I immediately go, I'm not going to watch this person anymore. That's how much it bothers me. I think partially what happens is people get nervous, they get caught up, and if they're so caught up in their own world that they're not even aware of what they're doing, which I don't think is an excuse. I just think people should make a conscious effort to be aware. It is a team sport in a sense that your dog is your teammate.
Yeah.
Nothing makes me more crazy than when someone's like patting their dog and like berating them,
even if the dog's not
paying attention, or they're storming back to their crate and shoving the dog in the crate
and
going, you're a terrible dog. Or I've had people say to me in the ring, do you want a dog? Like, stuff like that makes me insane. Now, look, you know, I've had dogs. Zaina's done stuff where I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to kill you. Right. But I'm still not going to do that to her. Like, at the end of the day, they're my pets, first and foremost. I love them. No, you couldn't pay me enough money to buy my dog off me. Never mind me give you, say, I don't want my dog.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stand there and berate my dog. Like, what I'm going to do is look inside and say, where is the hole in my training?
Right.
Where is the hole in my handling? I am not going to blame my teammate. I'm going to take responsibility for what happened and try and figure it out. If I can't figure it out in that moment, whatever, eventually I will, right? But I'm certainly not going to be same. The funniest thing I think is like when I fail, it is hilarious. No one will even make eye contact with me, literally ever. And it's so funny because oh my gosh, like I've been doing this so long. I'm not freaking out. I'm not devastated. I'm not ready. Like, I remember there have been times at trials where I'm like just sitting there. I don't know. I'm like daydreaming and someone comes up to me and goes, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, why? You look like you're going to cry. I'm like, yeah, not even remotely close to crying. Like, what makes you even think I'm going to, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because I understand that it's a dog show and that things happen and it's all a process. And I think if anything, we should all be commiserating, bouncing ideas off each other. Like when I fail, I want the people I know to come up to me and give me their opinion on what happened. I want to discuss it. I'm not going to sit there holding my head in my hands like, don't even talk to me, you know.
So those are the people, those are the people you want to be around, because that's the other thing when you go to trials. I walked into a trial last week, this past weekend. I'm standing ringside. The judge is trying to set up the ring. And within seconds, somebody walked up to me and they're like, oh boy, boy, this is going to be something else with this judge. I don't know why they hired this judge. And I looked at her and I said, you know what? We're lucky to have a judge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good point. I'm like, yeah. So I'm real. That's the other thing too, is, you know, you want to be around the people. You want to be around the people that are positive, who are looking to, you know, problem solve. Because the negativity is just like, it's everywhere in everyday life. So steering clear of that is huge.
Why does it have to be there on the weekend, right? Like, my thing is, like, I'm here. This is my weekend. I'm here. I don't want to hear that stuff. Like, I just don't. I mean, I eliminated that literally decades ago. Like, I would walk in the door and it's like, too hot, too cold, too dark, too light. Oh, complain about this, that, the other thing. Like, all anybody did was complain. I was like, you know what? I can't take it anymore. So I started putting earphones in for a long time because I literally did not want to hear all the complaining. And so now if you're going to come talk to me, like if you need help or you have a question, that's one thing. But like, nobody does it to me anymore. They must just know. I don't know. But like, don't come up to me and complain, because you're coming to the wrong person, you know?
Yeah, same.
And I think it's hard. I think it's really hard when, you know, most people are like social animals. They like groups. They like being part of like a club or, you know, whatever, a group, a support group. I don't know. People are just social. I'm not, so it's a little weird for me, but they are. So, and I understand that. That's how most humans are. So then if they go to a school together, they kind of rally together. Well, in my opinion, top down, the leader, it's their responsibility to set a good example. However, if your leader does not set a good example, you are still an individual. You have choices. We have choices all day, every day. You can choose to be part of the group and go along what they say, or you could choose to be a leader in your group and say, you know what, and put a positive twist on things, or just separate yourself from the negative pieces and at least set a different example, do a different path. You know, say, I'm going to congratulate people. I'm going to say nice things. I'm going to thank the steward every time. I'm going to be kind to the judge. Like, if every individual person made a concerted effort to pay attention, because I swear, I don't even think people half the time are not even aware they're doing it. It's so inherent in our culture.
Yeah, I agree.
To complain and be negative. Yeah. And look. I am not a saint. Like, I'm not proud of it. But when I first started in the sport, I was with a group. That's what they did. You know, us against them. You talk about everything. But after a while, it just didn't feel good anymore. Like, it wasn't pleasant to do that. I didn't like it.
Right.
And so that's when I was like, okay, I need to do something different because I don't like this, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, those feelings, like, you know, same goes when, you know, there's a lot of stuff that happens, you know, let's take, like, for example, like a runoff, you know, I've been in many runoffs, I've won some, I've lost some, I come out of the ring, if I've lost it, I've got people coming up whispering in my ear, oh, no, you should have won that, oh, the other person, and I go, no, you know what, she beat me, she deserved it. It's all good. It can go either way. Like, I'm not going to sit there and listen to that stuff, because at the end of the day, that's who the judge picked. That person deserves it. and I'm going to congratulate them. I'm not going to sit there and go down that road because it's just not good sportsmanship. I may have my own opinion on how it went, right. But I'm going to congratulate that person. Heartfelt. You deserved it. Way to go. And I'm not discussing it with anybody else.
Right. Like, there's a time and a place for that. Like, do it at home. You know what I mean? Or call your friend in the car. But you just don't do that in public because it is a sporting event. There is a code of conduct. It's in the catalog. Like,
it is. People are seeing it. I don't care how, you're trying to do that on the QT with somebody. I see it all the time. Uh-huh. Heads are huddled, whisperings going on. It's not a good feeling. I've been on the winning side and I'm seeing it happen, knowing that it's being talked, knowing what's going on and being said. It's just not right. And it's not good sportsmanship at all.
No, and it like everybody does see it. And like with runoffs, I've been in situations where they clapped for certain people and didn't clap for other people. You don't do that.
No, really,
at the end of the day, I do understand that that makes you, when you exhibit that behavior, it makes you look bad. I get that. But it is still bad for the sport.
Yeah.
And it is not okay. You know, that is just not how we behave. Like I said, we have an obligation to exhibit good sportsmanship. I don't care if out in the world you did something that I thought was absolutely horrible and I thought you were the most terrible person in the world, but we walk into that building, we compete, and I'm going to treat you with respect.
Yeah.
Because in that building, that is my job. That's right. My obligation. It is the right thing to do and is what everyone should be doing,
right?
You know, and again, if every individual person made an effort, a conscious effort to be more positive, to, you know, say a kind word to somebody, to clap for somebody,
put aside your hard feelings about, so, you know, personal feelings, put them aside.
Yeah, we're all adults, for goodness sakes. Like, sometimes it blows my mind. I see behavior.
Oh, yeah.
That you would, you know, put together with a high school teenager.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it blows my mind that at some point in your life, you're not just over it already. It's exhausting. Like, just be nice.
Just be nice.
The right thing.
Right.
Oh my God. It's like, it's so crazy. I remember, but it's just prevalent everywhere. I remember when I was cycling, and you know what? It's always the people that are insecure, that have internal bad feelings for whatever. They're the worst. So like when I was cycling, my coach had me do this men's race that they had every Sunday in Central Park, right? And he's like, I want you to go with the men because it'll make you faster. So, you know, at the beginning, it was no big deal. Nobody cared because I wasn't that strong. And like partway through, I just get dropped, right? Like, boom, I'm done. And I got stronger. So now I'm in the middle. That was the worst place because in the middle, that's when I got the most abused. Like, I had guys literally fling me into the grass.
Oh, right? My gosh.
Because the guys in the middle are uncomfortable that a girl, a woman, is up there with them.
And it makes them
insecure. When I got strong enough to be at the front, those guys were amazing. They were helping me. They were encouraging me. They'd like go to do a breakaway, whatever. They'd be like, get on. You know, they were why? They were fast. They knew they were faster than me. They thought it was cool that I was up there. They were not insecure. They were not intimidated.
Right. Right. Exactly.
So, but so I always think people, when they have that urge, you should look inside yourself first, right? So whenever I see something and I have this like instant urge to like knock it down, I go, wait a minute, where's this coming from? I'm like, oh, you're jealous. Why are you jealous? Are you, because you're being it, because you don't feel like you're good enough, like all those old feelings of growing up. That's my internal thing. I need to deal with that.
Yeah.
You know? And right. I think that's what people need to do. They should say, geez, like, why am I feeling like this? Like,
right.
Why? And if it's because, you know, the person's beating me or something, well, train, don't complain.
Exactly. Train harder. Train harder.
Train harder. Put more effort into it. Get help, whatever you need. But, you know, it's kind of, I think sports, if you're good at, like sort of self-reflecting, it's really good because it holds you accountable, right? Because you always have to check your ego. You always have to check your insecurities.
Right.
You always have to check, you know, how you're feeling about yourself. Remind yourself that whatever happens in the ring, it's not a reflection of who you are as a person.
Right.
You know, I think a lot of people get so upset when things don't go well, because on some level, subconsciously, they think it's a reflection of themselves. It makes them look bad.
Agree.
Or 100%. They're not good enough, or they're a failure, or they're a disappointment.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And that really, if you're objective and you separate yourself from that, it has nothing to do with what's happening in the moment, because nobody's looking at that. And if they do, well, they're not a good person anyway. So who cares?
Right.
But right. I think if you understand that and you can start to figure that out, it makes everything just so much easier.
Much easier. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, there's been times where, you know, we've messed up or I'm cute coming out of the ring. And either you're right. Like, I've had people like nobody will even make eye contact with me as I'm heading back to my crate, or the people come up to me with like the sad face and the pouty lip. Like, I'm devastated. I'm so sorry. They'll say, and I'm like, for what? For what? Like, doesn't matter, you know? I think because, again, it's not a reflection on me. It's just, this is a sport. Things are going to go wrong. We're all going to have our wins. You know, you're going to win some and you're going to lose some. That's sport right there. You're going to win some and you're going to lose some. Yeah. So I think that just say hello, say congratulations. Smile at somebody when you pass them, you know, thank the stewards, tell somebody they did awesome, their dog looked great, you know, make them feel better. I think that's just so important in our sport. And that's especially with people who are just starting out, because they feel extremely intimidated coming to the obedience trials. That's definitely a thing going on. So really, like, I really try to go out of my way to make sure that I smile at them. I chuckle with them.
Oh my God. I fail on the smiling thing because it's like, oh my God, my brain, like, it's so hard. All right. So like, 1 year I went out to California in the spring. So I got really fit. I came back. I did like the local race. I was so far ahead. Like, I think I was so far ahead. Right. So, and I'm in my own planet, cause that's just how I roll. Cause I'm focused. Like, when I'm focused, like, I need all my energy to focus. Right.
Right.
So I crossed the finish line and somebody looks at my ex-husband and goes, like, I have never seen anybody win a race and look so mad. And he's like, that's not her mad face. That's just how she looks when she's focused. Like, that's just her focused look. And at trials, like, I have such a hard time focusing on one thing at a time, and there's so much going on. It takes like all my effort to right. just stay focused. So I'm like not good at the smiling thing, but you know, I am super conscientious all the time. Like, I'm super aware of like everything that I'm doing and what I'm doing. I make sure to congratulate everybody, right. you know, and like I said, if people ask me for help or if I see, you know, somebody, maybe they fail, but I liked something about, I'll always be like, oh, I like that. You know, if I watch something, I'll always clap, even if I'm the only one clapping. Like, yeah. You know, it's just important to just kind of set that tone with everybody. Yeah, because the trend has to start heading in the other direction. It should in all sports, but, you know, obedience is known as being really bad for that. Not to say it doesn't happen, because, you know, I've heard it and I've seen it in a lot. I've seen it in every dog sport I've ever been in, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
It's just, it's comes with competition, but it shouldn't, right? Like, I really don't think it should. Like I said, you don't have to like everything that's happening, but you really should keep it to yourself and deal with it outside the building, because right. inside the building, you're considered a competitor. And if you're a competitor, it's just like professional athletes, right? People judge them for what they do when they're not playing. They judge them for what they do during breaks or timeouts as well. It's all part of it.
Yep, definitely. Yep. Yeah, I mean, I've seen the best of the best come out of the ring, however their run went, and I've caught them, you know, there's been some stuff, you know, like watching them berate their dog or watching them be totally disappointed in their dog, shove it in the crate or whatever, or they're outside and they don't think anybody's watching, and I catch it, and I just, like, my whole, like, how I feel about that person changes in that instant just because of that. They'll lose my respect in a heartbeat.
It happened relatively recently. I saw somebody do something that you're not even allowed to do on showgrounds. And I told them, I'm like, you cannot do that here. And I said, and you should be ashamed. I did. Because she was being so mean to this dog, and I said, you should be ashamed of yourself for treating your dog like that.
Good.
I said, but you cannot do that on showgrounds.
Good.
I would do it again tomorrow, because you cannot act like that. It's not the first time, unfortunately, when I've seen something so egregious that I'm like, I have to say something. Like, there is no other option, you know?
Good.
I know, but it's a shame that even has to happen.
Total shame.
You know? I mean, I can't control what you do when you leave there, right? But you should not be doing that. It's not a good look for you. It's not fair to your dog. It's not good for the sport. And, you know.
Yep.
Hey, all right, everybody, be nice.
Or else we're watching.
Be nice. Or when you talk about somebody, make sure their friend's not videotaping them at the NOC. Hint, hint. Mm-hmm. You might want to watch what you're saying when your friends when my friend's taping me, because it's on my phone.
Holy hell.
But you know what? Like, I don't know. Me personally, you know, my training partner's like, well, when you go watch that, you might want to turn the volume off. I said, you know what? I don't care. You know, it doesn't bother me as a person to hear that. Like, it bothers me that you're doing that on showgrounds, because again, that's exhibiting, because maybe Because clearly, if my phone's picking it up, then the people behind you heard you, the people yep. in front of you heard you, the people next to you heard you. And you are not being a good representative of the sport. Like, if I'm new to the sport and I hear spectators doing that, I'm going to be really uncomfortable. And I'm going to think twice about, do I even want to do this sport?
Exactly.
You know, it's not about me. I could care less. Like, I'm at a point in my life where... I've heard it all. I've seen it all. You're not going to bother me, you know?
Yeah.
But,
that but could definitely sway somebody. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's terrible. A shame, you know? Yep. So, and again, if you feel the need to do that, you should be asking yourself why, because clearly at that moment in that time, like, you're not competing. You're not there. Do you want people doing that when you're in the ring? Like, you know, if you're doing that to people, karma is going to do that back to you.
And I'll tell you what, if you're standing there and you're the recipient of that conversation, you can bet your ass that when you're in the ring, it's happening to you.
To you. Yeah.
Yep.
For sure.
Yep. It's just like that saying, you know, if you feel like you get up from a table and those people are going to talk about you, then don't go sit at that table.
Yep. Yeah. So we have to make choices, and they're not always easy, because sometimes, you know, if everyone else in your group is doing it, there's this urge to want to fit in. There's this urge to want to be part. Nobody wants to be ostracized. You know, nobody wants to be different. But this is something where I feel like you could set an example. And really, if by setting that example, you lose all those people, well, then A, do you really want them in your life to begin with?
True.
And B, I kind of find it hard to believe that everybody in that group would ostracize you for choosing to take a different path, you know, choosing to take a high road. And you might be surprised, more people might actually follow your lead.
Yep.
And now you're really having a positive impact on the sport, that's bigger than just what you're doing on your own.
Yep. Agree. Yep. Great advice.
All right, everybody, be nice. What are your parting words?
Be nice.
That's
it's true.
Like, it's so simple.
Do the right thing.
Life
be a kind
person.
Like, we want people to want to do this. That's a big thing. We don't, you know?
Yeah.
Like, plant the seed. Let it grow in the right direction. Right? Let's get it. Let's just be good. Be good human beings all
around.
That's
right. It's not that complicated, people. Right. Just be nice.
Okay, good.
All right. Thanks for listening. Go spread the love.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.